Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you at IPCPR 2016. We are outside the Cubaraqueño. I got it right. The Cubaraqueño booth. We're going to talk about the protocol, which I heard got a very good rating. It's just a room. Yeah. A really, really good looking guy too, I heard. I don't know about that. I don't know. We got Bill and Juan here. Guys, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Pleasure
thanks
as
for coming
always.
By. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Always an honor.
Absolutely. Always an honor. This guy. Always butter me up. So this is the new one, right? The right. Probable cause. Let's talk about that.
The probable cause is a Mexican San Andreas wrapper, Nicaraguan binder and filler, and we're packaging them in boxes of 10. There's a church, small Churchill, short Churchill, that is box pressed, and then the Robusto is going to come in a rounded cigar. Besides that. An extension from the protocol line is the Lancero. We think it's smoking phenomenally. Obviously, it got a good rating by you guys. You guys enjoyed it. It's really selling well at the show. You want to add anything into that?
When we talk about what's new, it's all pretty much new.
Yeah,
we were talking about this yesterday where it's like, you guys last year, you didn't even have your own booth. You had a little spot.
We had a shelf at the La Zona booth, and thank you, Eric Espinoza, for giving us that opportunity. It was a shelf about yay big, and it was meant for one box, and we had both our boxes on there back to back, and we opened up accounts, and so we met you guys last year, and this year we went to a decent size 10x10, just the average, but big huge growth from a shelf to a nice display case now.
You're all grossed up. Yeah. All grossed up. But I mean, we can't talk about the protocol as like an old cigar. It's been around for like a year, year and a half, right?
Right.
It's been only a year.
We're not coming to the market with a ton of new cigars here. We love the Lancero, so we did that line extension, and we're just doing the probable cause now because we want to focus a lot on the cigar and not rush all these cigars out, with the pending FDA regulations and everything else. And the show's been going good for us. We've been opening up accounts. We had a lot of reorders, so for us, I don't know how it is out there because we're stuck in this little area, but so far we're really happy how it's going for us.
That's great. I mean, like we were just talking about this at another show or another interview, but every manufacturer has something different to say. It's either really busy or it's not, or we're really busy or we're not, whatever. It's good for you guys. I mean, we were talking yesterday about some of the numbers, and you were already basically at what you had done last year in one day. Right. And that's awesome.
We might have gone over that number. Last year, we only did 5,000 cigars. I think by today, Tuesday, second day, we probably met that today, which is... It's like surreal. It's like a dream come true. We're very humbled. We're very thankful to you guys. We're thankful to a lot of the social media, Cigar Dojo, you, Cigar Snob. We've been getting, and just the regular average Joe, like what me and Bill are, we're just average Joes, and we're doing this, and our followers and our friends are just basically, like we were saying, just the support we've getting from our fellow social media guys is amazing. We're very happy, and we just want to say thank you to everybody out there for supporting us and backing us, and we're just going to continue doing this for you guys, and we really hope you continue supporting us. We're going to keep giving you guys some of the best cigars we possibly can. Me and him work hard to give something that's special for, that boutique brand, and with the FDA regulations going on, we can't really control the uncontrollable. We don't know what's going to happen. So our game plan is to move forward, keep going, and not to really panic. If it happens, it happens. It was a great run. If it doesn't, it's great. I would love to be in business for the next 20 years, but take it day by day. And I just want to thank you guys for the support you guys give us. Everybody out there, thank you.
Awesome. My arm was getting tired. But seriously, in all seriousness, if you guys haven't tried the protocol yet, you got to check it out. It's a great blend. The Lancero, for me, was next level. That's the cigar of the year candidate for me. So, definitely check that one out. The probable cause as well. Really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for checking out all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.